This is Lori Prox here with Shonda Gallup, representative for Relay for Life organization. And we're going to get into some of the events that you guys are working on and few changes for this year. But first, for folks who aren't aware, can you explain what American Cancer Society and Relay for Life are, and specifically here in Valdez, what they're all about?
So Relay for Life is specifically the event that's organized as fundraising opportunities and mission sharing opportunities. All the money and information basically is provided to or comes from American Cancer Society. And their goal and mission is to raise money so that they can fund research and support programs for people who are fighting cancer.
All right. And we have done this before, but it's been a while. So can you refresh our memories on what some of those programs are? And in particular, I was pretty excited. You mentioned there has been an increase in people in our area using these services, not because there's been, I don't think that indicates necessarily increase in people with cancer, but just an awareness of the fact that these services are available here locally.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is our hope, too, is that really the reason that we're seeing an increase in the use of the services is because more people are hearing about it through the events that we offer and hopefully these ads that we put online or over the air. And some of the services, you know, we had in 2015, we had 36 people here in Valdez and Cordova communities combined actually utilize the services provided through American Cancer Society. And it's all kinds of things. They have their online website, which has a ton of information for people who are just trying to figure out, you know, what does this mean for me, or what does this mean for a friend or a family member, or how can I help prevent cancer because I see it in my family or friends. And then they also have over-the-phone help, like counseling support for people who are going through this crisis. They also offer free flights up to 3 per year for those people who need to travel from Valdez to Anchorage, maybe, or if they're going to need to go farther to another state possibly to get treatments or see a specialist. So they have flights, they have hotels, they have the Hope Lodge in certain cities or states. Primarily in Anchorage, they'll use hotels that are either donating their rooms or provide reduced cost rooms so that people don't have to have that out-of-pocket expense. And then the other one that they have that's really great in Anchorage is for those people who are traveling, you don't have to worry about, do I have to get a taxi or rent a car when I get there? Because there's actually people who will come and actually drive you to your treatments. Or if people living in Anchorage can't physically do it because the treatments have made them so weak that they can't drive, they'll actually drive them to their treatments. And that's all volunteer-based work. So,
wow. So a lot of great benefits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's sad that people need them. We have to be great if we were cancer-free. But that's another part of it is research, right? American Cancer Society funds research, hopefully to find cures and even treatments.
Yes, absolutely. So every year, about 1,800 grant requests come in from doctors who are looking at research ideas, either ways to prevent cancer or treat cancers or diagnose cancers in a better, more efficient fashion. And of those, only a certain percentage can actually be funded because they just don't have enough money to do it. So, you know, there's a lot of them that don't get the money, and that's one of the goals by doing these fundraising events through Relay for Life is that hopefully we'll be able to raise enough money to maybe fund an extra one next year or the following year, and maybe that'll be the one research grant and discovery that helps us either find a cure or helps us prevent cancer.
And it's amazing how much money is raised in Valdez. And I think we have this total after the Relay for Life event last year, and then money kind of comes in around that event, not necessarily all just for that one day event, but our total was somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000. Is that correct?
Yes, our total last year ended up being $52,800, which is amazing for a town this size. It really shows the dedication and caring types of people and sponsors that we have here, and it's really great that we've had that much support. So we certainly make an impact, and we know that, you know, part of that is because we just realize the value of it, and sharing the mission and trying to get the information out there really, I think, helps with that.
And for folks who don't know, the Relay for Life event is kind of how it all started. And basically, it's kind of a 24-hour walk in a community, and it happens not only in Valdez, but all over the nation. And it just gives kind of a focal point to not only raising money during that 24-hour period for the walkers, but also putting a focus on cancer itself. I know there's luminaries you can go and light a candle for someone you know to support that. You can go, I mean, there's different facets. There's, I don't know, there's different events throughout the day where you have like a remembrance time, and a survivor's lap is a big deal. So it's not only a chance to raise funds, but it also is a chance to raise spirits, I guess, or find support.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's three focuses. It's celebrate, remember, and fight back. And so the celebrate is our opening ceremonies and our survivor lap. So it's celebrating those people who have been through the battle. They've seen how awful it could be, and they've made it through. There are hope for the future, because we know that there is people out there who are beating this. The fight back part is, you know, it's the fundraising, but it's also us just coming together as a community, and just gathering ourselves together and showing our support and saying that, you know what, we want to see this end. And then the remembrance part is the luminaries, as you said, and that's usually towards, you know, the dark hours, which is hard here in the summer, but, you know, we usually do it around midnight, and we light the luminaries, and we walk around the track, and it's just a really good time for everybody to think back on, you know, friends or family or loved ones who didn't make it. They didn't get to see, you know, what the event was like or to be here today. So it gives us all those opportunities to really come together.
All right. So a great event, and it takes a lot of volunteers to pull off an event of that magnitude. And I know that the local Relay for Life group has been asking for volunteers to step forward. So you're still looking for that. So I know that's why you came to us and, you know, give us a chance to try to put the word out there for that. You will not be hosting the actual Relay for Life walk, but many of the other events and the fundraising efforts will still continue.
Yes, absolutely. We are still raising funds. We still have our online fundraising page up, and that's Relay for Life of Valdez.org, all one word, if anybody's interested in making a donation. We still are also accepting, you know, the corporate sponsorships, if anybody wanted to do that normally does.
So even though there's no event, we could still raise $52,000. It all goes to this event. So it would just save all the volunteers, give you guys a little bit of a break. But if somebody still wanted to organize a bake sale, a garage sale, all these great things that kind of came along. And you said you still have teams that are accepting. So you could just go to a team right now and say, hey, I want to, you know, that's the end goal at the end of the day anyway, right?
Right. We still have teams who are gathering, and everybody's welcome to create a team if you want to just have your own thing. We are going to have a smaller sort of event. We're just going to be running our Colors of Cancer Fun Run on the second day of what should have been our normal event. That gives us a chance to still get together, still show our support, still possibly raise a little bit of money, and just kind of keep the vision and mission alive, because we do plan on coming back full force next year in 2017. But we did need a little bit of a break. We had a hard time finding volunteers, you know, so I know everybody in this community gets stretched thin, especially the regular volunteers that work on multiple committees.
Those 20 people? That
yeah.
Everything?
But, you know, so if you want to help, you know, we're always looking for help. Even for the color run, we still need some bodies to help throw the color on the people as they go by. So
hey, that's a good job.
Yeah, it's easy and it's fun, and you know, if it's somebody that you kind of like or don't like, you know, you could
either way,
you could hit them either way. So it is a lot of fun, and it's a good way to show your support. So yes, we are looking for volunteers.
And the date of that,
it's June 4th.
Maybe you said that.
Yep, June 4th, and we're planning on having the registration start about 10, and the actual walk run start at 11. It's not going to be a race per se, so there's not going to be a winner or a loser. It's just going to be our chance to come out and really still show the support, even though we're not having that overnight event.
All right, so that sounds great. If folks want to help, do you want to give your a number or something? We'll
Yep, absolutely. Volunteers can either reach out to us through our Facebook page. If you want to just search for our page at Relay for Life of Valdez, you can do that and just message us. Or you can call me, Shonda, at 907-831-9037. And I'd be more than happy to take your name and phone number and get you slotted somewhere.
And so for Relay for Life, if people are interested in maybe making that happen again for summer 2017, mm-hmm. what are some of the things you need help with? What, you know, if someone called you and said, I'm thinking about being a volunteer, what would that entail?
We actually just had a big meeting on that just a couple days ago, trying to figure out what we should make it look like, trying to make it easier on everybody. And so we don't have an exact vision. We do need pretty much every position. You know, we need somebody who's willing to just make sure our event site is set up and we've got our paperwork in. We need somebody, you know, who's willing to kind of help us put flyers together, people to go and deliver mailers out to the doors. You know, it could be little stuff. Even if it's just one day that you could help, that's great, you know, because otherwise it ends up falling on, you know, three people to do everything or five people to do everything, and it just gets really hard. So if you have time, a little bit of time, you know, if you got kids that are interested in coloring luminaria bags, we do that too, because you know, the good thing is we don't generally get enough to fill the track just with the people who have family members or friends that they want to put on a bag. So getting kids to help color them and make them fun really is, that alone can help a lot. So anything. We will hopefully have some more structured information, you know, specific roles that we're looking for. And we always keep that Facebook page updated. So if you're looking for more information or you want to track where we're at or what we're doing or when our next meeting is and you want to come and attend and find out, I would keep that maybe and tag it as a liked or favorite page.
All right. So good option there to go check that out. Maybe follow it and see if it's something you want to get involved in. Color Run coming up. And just want to encourage folks, it's the same cause, whether the event mm-hmm. happens or not. It's the same funding, and local Valdez and Cordova folks are getting great benefit from the services. And I mean, I just think it's great to hear that they're, you know, the services are being used and that it's benefiting people locally. So without that money, that's a little tougher. So let's mm-hmm. Hit those pages and donate. And the Color Run is a great, like, people could really just come with a check to that yep. event. And, you know, because rather than having to find somebody or sponsor a team or mm-hmm. at the end of the day, show up at that run.
You can show up and just make a donation there. We are planning on the run being free for those that just can't afford to do it. We want everybody to come out, anybody that can. But if you want to make a donation, you know, we're suggesting maybe $5 a person if you want to make a donation. Or if you want to make more, that's great too. So we'll take anything.
All right. That having that deadline in Valdez seems to help. So let's make it the Color Run.
Yeah.
And get some of those donations back. And you said good news. You do have some businesses and stuff that have actually proactively called you and said, where do we write the check this year?
Oh, yeah. We have some regulars just automatically the check shows up and we're like, wow, this is so awesome. So, yeah, absolutely. But
all right. Well, thanks for all the work you do. Anything else to mention?
Thank you very much for having us. And, you know, I think the goal and the mission is to keep this out there because, you know, we want to make sure that more people who unfortunately get this news know that there's resources out there, that they're not alone, and there is options to help them, especially when it comes to, you know, things that are going to be expensive, travel and those sort of things. It's really huge.
If people do want those services, we didn't really cover that, but it may be somebody's listening now and they're mm-hmm. just going through that. Your group is a great place to start in figuring out how to navigate and figure out what is available, or even just get support for, you know, there's a lot of questions to be answered when the diagnosis comes down.
Yes. So if anybody, you know, just hears of somebody or wants more information, you can reach out to us. You can call me on my cell phone, which is the number that I gave out earlier. You can also go to cancer.org, which is American Cancer Society's website. And on there, they've got a 1-800 number. And you can also search for our patient advocate who's located in Anchorage. And that person can actually help you go through the process of applying for the support programs.
Isn't that awesome that people know that's available?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes that's tough, and you don't always, you know, if you go out of town especially to get that advice, they don't know what's mm-hmm. what's available maybe in Alaska. So and locals are supporting this, so definitely take advantage of it. It's not a it's just a American Cancer Society nonprofit, and awesome that we can raise. I mean, it's amazing that you guys raise that much money to support that cause. So thanks for the work you do. And I guess we'll be back in touch with more info, you know, send me info about the Color Run and how that does.
Okay, I will. Thank you.